natural way. Right now, to get started with PhD Weight Loss, they're offering you a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. In less than 5 minutes, you'll know what's really going on inside your body: visceral fat, muscle, bone, metabolic age, and more. It will tell them the exact program you'll need to flip your fat-burning switch on and produce that GLP-1, most importantly, without a shot. And the body scan is totally free. Call now to book your consultation at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931, when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, we are back. Will you be watching Home Run Derby? I doubt it for me personally. I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's boring. Acuna's not in it. Matt Olson's going to be in it. I wonder about Olson's swing length and his ability to function to go deep into a home run derby. I don't think he's built for it. He's built to pull everything. Acuna, the reason Acuna's built for it was the same reason Alonso was built for it, is that they can hit the ball out the opposite way. And I'm not saying that Olson can't, but that's not sort of who he is. And so I think if you're looking for a winner, you've got to have somebody who can hit the ball the opposite way and also hit it out. Texted, I think O'Neill Cruz wins it. I don't know. Is he consistent enough to win Home Run Derby? I'm not sure. Texted, not unless it's on Underdog. Texted doesn't care about Home Run Derby run unless it's on Underdog. Exactly. What is this from 779? I watched Sammy Brown play against Whit Weeks in high school. Whit Weeks was the best player on the field by far. Sammy wanted no more of Mr. Weeks after that game. Weeks is an incredible football player, as I said. He's a big-time player without question. And getting him back for LSU makes all sorts of difference. That's 100% right. No question there. Knowles fan. Where are you, Knowles fan? Knowles fan writes, Patrick Payton is good when he isn't taking plays off. See, it's that sort of thing. Well, that's sort of who he is. I mean, he quit. I mean, it's what it looked like. Now, again, maybe he's going to be motivated in his new destination, in his new location, I should say. And maybe that will make the difference. We shall see. Tess said he will hit it the furthest. LOL. Who? O'Neal Cruz. That I might buy. Yeah, I might buy that O'Neal Cruz will hit it the furthest. I might buy that. His bat speed is insane. And the MPH is off his bat is also insane. I could buy that. I might be with you there, Texter. I just don't think he can consistently make contact enough to win home run derby. I don't know. 940 says, I'm pulling for the big dumper, Cal Raleigh. Yep. I get that. He's the favorite, by the way. Texter said, 7-year gypsy. I mean, that's what he is, right? That's what Calzada is, right? He's a seven-year gypsy. Burning SEC questions. I got people submitting their own questions. Matt in Greenville, burning SEC question. Can Texas overcome its O-line issues, and will the defense guide Ole Miss to victories instead? Oh, okay, this is a two-part thing, I guess. Burning SEC question. Can Texas overcome its O-line issues, and will the defense guide Ole Miss to victories instead of offense? I think Ole Miss is going to be even more offensive-oriented than they were prior because the defense lost so many pieces. You know, they lost really the whole defensive front, you know, with Walter Nolan and that whole bunch. So we'll see. Austin, James Wood win the Derby. I might think that's possible. I mean, you know, honestly, Ramona, James Wood is on my New York Mets shopping list. I have a New York Mets shopping list, and James Wood is on that list. I will gladly take him. Dude's like 6'7", can hit the ball a ton, and plays for crappy Washington. So I might buy that. Texas said would be better the home run derby if the pitchers actually pitched. Well, then it'd be real baseball. Texter said Clark fans are the worst. Beckers and Anesco are both a true joy to watch play. I think that's correct. I think you're 100% right. I'd buy that. You can get in 654. Clark just said Caitlin Clark is the Dale Earnhardt of the WNBA. It might be too. Pretty bad though when your own coach is telling you that you can't suck on defense any longer. You're actually going to have to do something. Des said the only burning thing in Arkansas is the dumpster fire that's their football program. Right. Just doesn't seem like a burning question, does it? What is this? Georgia fans care because we want him back as our O-line coach. Oh, yeah, I can understand that. All right, let's get back to the list at hand, which is this list from Brandon Marcello on the burning questions of the SEC with the SEC media days upon us. So far, I think we've decided that two of his questions are not burning at all. They're as far from burning as you can get. The rest of them seem okay. The Georgia problem, you know, the Georgia question, again, sort of reverts back to the fact that Georgia has a number of issues for a team that's supposed to be elite. You know, they have a number of issues. It's not just one issue. Did they fix their problem at receiver, which I think they did? Did they fix their run game, which we don't know yet? That's a question. How will the quarterback play? We don't know that yet over the course of a season either. LSU we covered. Ole Miss, is it a rebuild or reload in 2025? This seems reasonable. And Ole Miss is a big enough player that it seems like this could be a burning question. Ole Miss replaces a slew of playmakers at quarterback and along the defensive line, all in the NFL, but once again hit at a highly successful rate in the transfer portal to fill the void. The issue is whether everyone comes together and knows how to compete week to week in the SEC. The pickups, including Washington State receiver Deshaun Stribling. Okay, let me just stop here. Deshaun Stribling's not a Washington State receiver. He's an Oklahoma State receiver. Okay, so you don't have the right team. Man, I don't know how they do these things. Grabbing headlines, but keep an eye on the secondary, which is also rebuilding. I really like Stribling. He was one of my favorite players in the portal. He got no attention. I couldn't understand why On3 and all the others that rated the portal players would always have him down like 150. And then gradually he came up a little bit, but not to the degree that he should have. Stribling is a 6'2 physical route runner who's very precise and very good and made play after play after play for that crappy football team. And again, not Washington State, Oklahoma State. But he's a talent. And look, I think with Austin at quarterback, I like that. I like that grouping. I think Ole Miss is going to be fine offensively. I think the question is defense. And because last year was the first year that the Ole Miss defense was truly legit under Kiffin. It was salty. It was nasty. They had done a great job recruiting, and they had all grown up together. So the whole group was filthy. I mean, you can make a case that Ole Miss was one of the two or three best defenses in America. And actually, statistically, they were. Like, if you go look at Ole Miss's defensive numbers, I'm sure the statistical profile of that defense shows that they were one of the two or three best defenses in America. You know, yards per play. Ramona, look up 2024-25 defensive yards per play allowed. I'm just sort of curious where Ole Miss fit in that category. But, look, that defense last year was filthy. And, you know, you still have one superstar on that defense, but you lost the entire defensive line, and I just think that's a big loss, a really big loss. And I know they're terrific at hitting the portal and spending money and bringing in guys, but I'm not sure they can replace that element. I think there is a drop-off on that side. How much of a drop-off, that'll determine what kind of season they have. You know, I think – you look at their statistical profile last year and what they did, they were seriously in contention. You know, they destroyed Georgia. All they had to do was beat Florida on the road, and they would have been in the playoff, and they would have been a very dangerous team with Dart and that defense. Very dangerous. But they didn't accomplish any of that. They went choke at Florida against a team they should have beaten, and then Lane Kiffin made nothing but excuses and whined the whole rest of the year. So, yeah, I think it's both a rebuild and a reload. I think it's a rebuild or a reload on offense, and I think it's a bit of a rebuild on defense for Ole Miss. And I look, could they finish, you know, 10th, 11th, 12th again? Yes. Can they be a national title contender? I would say no. Did you find that stat, Ramona?
I'm still looking. I only got it by month.
By month?
Yeah, I put in the season, but it has by month.
Has what by month? Has defensive yards per play allowed?
Yeah, I guess, because it has a date, too.
Huh? What?
Give me a suggestion.
Hold on. Go to the top of the list and read me who the first teams are.
Miami? Yeah, see, this might not be it.
Yeah, that's
Mississippi, number two.
Oh, well, the Mississippi part would be right. That would support what I just said. I said I think they were top two or three in the nation statistically. I don't see how Miami would be there given that pass defense. What does it say for yards per play allowed? What's the number?
See, this only has the year, and then it has last three, last one. See, it's not the whole thing or something.
No. Just
keep looking.
Wait. Just stick to the left column. Is there a left column there? I think that what they're giving you is they give you an additional breakdown. I think that's what you're saying.
Okay.
An additional breakdown of like last three games. That I want the whole season.
Okay, so does this sound right? Okay, 2024, Miami 7.4. Does that sound like
No.
I'm on the right place?
No, because what's the Ole Miss? It sounds
6.9?
No. You're reading me offensive yards per play.
Oh.
I want defensive yards allowed per play. That explains Miami, because there was no way Miami was going to be at the top of the defensive numbers. That we would have had a problem there. If you don't find it, we'll find it during the break. Tar Heel Chad. Chad, how are you, Chad? Good to have you.
I got two thing questions for you. If you are asking Bill Belichick, regardless of the first question, football related, none of the personal stuff, what do you ask him?
It's a good question. So many things.
Yeah.
So many things.
Well,
I mean.
Yeah. Anyway, I just signed up. Go ahead.
Yeah. I would ask him if he. I guess the first thing I want to know is schematically, will you be running something similar to what you ran with the Patriots?
His son, I believe his son is the defense coordinator.
Yes.
If my memory.
Yeah.
So,
that's really why he did this, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think so too. Second question, should Josh Hamilton be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Why?
Because I just don't think he did it well enough long enough. I think he's the again, he's the answer to a lot of unanswered questions, Chad. I think that in my lifetime, I think he's been about as talented as any player I've seen. I mean, I think he had a chance to be one of the greatest players the game has ever seen. But unfortunately, he was cursed. He was cursed by his demons, and he just couldn't overcome them for any lengthy period of time. I mean, we saw what he did at Yankee Stadium in the Home Run Derby. He basically ruined the Home Run Derby for everyone else for all eternity, because what he did could never be replicated again. I mean, he hit 530-foot bomb after 530-foot bomb. It was just, he was the natural. I mean, he was the movie come to life. He was the natural. But the shame is, you know, it's funny, Chad, that you mentioned that, because sometime recently, I don't know exactly when, maybe a month ago or something, I read from an article on him about his whole situation and everything that he had been through, and it's just awful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just when you actually read it and understand everything that he went through, he just never gave himself a chance to be what he might have been, what he could have been. And so, no, I don't think he is, because I don't think there's enough there.
I think for a period of a few years, he played some of the best ball the game has ever seen.
Yeah. Well, that's generally my operating method when it comes to Hall of Fame. But I just don't think there were enough years where he did that. You know,
okay.
Let's just take a look at that right now.
I think you're up against it. I'll take it. But I'd love on the Belichick. Now, you can also go down the personal path for entertainment.
I would like to do that. I'll do that. I'll definitely do that for you, Chad. All right, Chad. Thank you. Josh Hamilton hit 200 home runs in his career, hit 290, and drove in 700 runs. Yeah, there's just no way that gets you anywhere near the Hall of Fame. I mean, he did win an MVP. I mean, he'll always have that. You know, in 2010, he had a WAR of 8.7. He won the MVP, hit 32 home runs, drove in 100, hit 359, showed you what he was capable of. I mean, you know, he was incredible. But even based on my historical willingness to let short-term dominant guys, 5 years, 6 years, that type of thing, in to whatever respective Hall of Fame you're talking about. He just doesn't have that. He has one MVP finish at one, one at five, one of seven, but it wasn't good enough. And he had three 100 RBI seasons, 130, 100, and 128. But it's just not nearly enough. For example, Don Mattingly would have to get in way before Josh Hamilton. When I say way before, I mean like light years before. Quick break.
At Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we offer transparent pricing. You get the manufacturer's rebate. You get the dealer discount. You get every available discount. Military, college grad, subprime credit. If there's a discount you qualify for, we'll find it and give it to you. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees you get the best price. And that's why if you buy somewhere else, you're gonna pay too much. So come see us. We're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford offer transparent pricing, meaning you get every available discount. And right now, the discounts are huge because at Lake Kiwi, it's the final days of employee pricing for everyone. You pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. And the best part, with Lake Kiwi's transparent pricing, you see all of the savings. So go see the team at Lake Kiwi. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson and always open at lakekiwiautogroup.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing today. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plante.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Rooster's Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Rooster's Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Rooster's Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Rooster's Grooming, where style meets tradition.
Hi friends, Mickey Poller here. I would be delighted if you joined us Tuesday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Poller Show right here on The Roar. Dr. Milt Louder, sports and performance psychologist, will be here. At 8:05, we'll talk to Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com reviewing South Carolina football recruiting. We're going to review day one of the SEC Media Days, LSU's Brian Kelly, South Carolina's Shane Beamer, and Ole Miss's Lane Kiffin. We'd love for you to join us talking an awful lot of football from SEC Media Days. It's Tuesday, 6 to 9 a.m. for the Mickey Potter Show on The Roar.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Need assistance with door and window projects? The Home Depot can help. From inspiration and materials to ordering and installation, our free Millwork virtual apron service can get you moving and doing. Plus, we speak Spanish too. Our associates can help you tackle complex jobs without you leaving the job site, saving you time and money. Call us at 1-833-HD-APRON or visit homedepot.com/MVA. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hey, Joe Fortenball here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sportsbook for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with the promo code JOEQ to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt tipped to the road rage. One of my listeners are giving us better burning questions for the SEC Media Day than Brandon Marcello did. Texas says, USC burning question. Was the Gamecocks defensive flash on the pan, or is Clayton White good enough coordinator to reload as opposed to rebuild? Yeah, you know, I have a lot of respect for Clayton White. I think he's done a really terrific job, and his teams are on a yearly basis creating more turnovers than any other team in the SEC. Now, if it's a one-year situation, you say that's luck and I'll probably revert the next year. But with him, it's been four straight years. So I think there's reason to believe it's philosophy. And but I think it's a good question. I think it's a good question. And I'm getting a lot of those on the text line. I think people are doing a pretty good job with that. By the way, what is 9-4-0 saying to me? Texas A&M running back got arrested for domestic violence. Coach says discipline will be held internally. Do you agree with the secret way of doing things, or be upfront and transparent? No, I think it's too easy to hide things like that. I think there should be you're taking all that public money and everything else. I think there should be more transparency in those type of situations. Now I haven't seen that story as yet, so I'll have to look for that story. But there is a similar story, Ramona, and that's this. Quinshon Judkins, Ramona, who was one of Ohio State's star tailbacks last year on their way to the national championship, he is in a holdout, a contract holdout situation with the National Football League for the Cleveland Browns. How about this? He got arrested for domestic violence.
Oh, no.
While a contractual holdout. I'm guessing
that they're going to say no.
I'm guessing his chances of getting the contract he wanted. Look.
What a loser.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, there's no room for domestic violence at any time. But, you know, if you are so inclined, you would think you'd be smart enough not to do it in the middle of a contract negotiation, right?
I mean, come on.
Oh, 9-4-0 says it's Lavian Moss. That's big. If that's big, if Moss, we'll find out. That's why they're, you know what? That's why they're handling it internally. You know what? Here's the reality, Mona. The world we live in, let me give you a little tip. If the running back is like the sixth string running back, you know, then everything is transparent. He gets dumped. End of story. If the running back is a star, then we're handling it internally. That's how it works.
That's exactly right.
That's how it works. And, yeah, Lavian Moss would be a big loss for A&M. That's another thing that could change my top 25. You know, I've got two of them now. I've got BYU doesn't have a quarterback any longer in Jake Retzlaff. And if the Moss thing is true, now, you know, again, unless they quote-unquote handle it internally, I probably won't do anything with that because it sounds like they're going to try and circumvent that situation. So we'll see. But, yeah, that's less than good from a contractual situation, much less than good. Oh, wait, I got to see this. Ben Milstead said, search Lehman Moss's mugshot. It's hilarious. Okay, now I have to. Now I have to. I did not know this. I've got to see this right now, Ramona. So you do the show now, Ramona. I'm going to search for mugshot. I got more important
things. I wanted to search for it, too.
I have to see this now that Ben wrote me that. Come on. Shouldn't a picture just come up? Do I have to click on something else? Why do I have to click on something else? Oh, wait. Oh, this is it right here. Oh, he's a happy. It's a happy mugshot.
He's happy that he's there?
Texas A&M football star's chilling happy mugshot goes viral after shocking arrest. Man, you know you're dumb when you when you get arrested and you're the one guy with a big smile on your face and a happy mugshot. I guess he's happy, Ramona, knowing that his situation is going to be handled internally once he busts out of jail. He knows he has no worries.
I can't. That's just
He doesn't have
any. I don't have any words for him.
Do you see it? Do you see this picture?
No, I can't look him up.
Yeah, you know you need it. He's got a big smile on his face. Lavian is a happy dude. Texas A&M running back Lavian Moss in the news for the wrong reasons. According to the Brazos County jail records, the Aggie star running back was arrested by the College Station Police Department on Sunday on disorderly conduct charges stemming from threat or abuse. Disorderly conduct is classified as a Class C misdemeanor. What does that mean? That means like nothing, right? So I heard this, and what I read this morning, it was framed as domestic abuse. Now this seems like it's being framed differently. According to a probable cause statement obtained by KBTX, Moss allegedly assumed a fighting posture towards an unidentified man. Well, that wouldn't be domestic abuse. Okay, well, mea culpa, Moss. I mean, before threatening to assault him. So everything I read this morning then on this is wrong. I read multiple things that said domestic abuse, like a delayed domestic abuse kind of thing. In fact, that's what it said, a delayed domestic abuse. I don't know. To make matters worse, he also allegedly continued to shout at the man while craning around the officer. What are we reading?
The police officer was there and he was doing all this?
Yeah, but so we're reading every little body language thing now? That's not an actual charge, is it? Continued to shout at the man while craning around the officer. He also reportedly shouted obscenities at the bystander. Lavian Moss was held on a $300 personal bond and was released on Sunday morning. Despite the incident, Moss did not seem to take things seriously at all. His mugshot would soon be released, and he did not take it seriously at all, as he could be seen smiling from ear to ear. Oh, here's the full shot. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I thought that's the graduation picture. Isn't that the graduation?
Darn it. Where are you getting that?
You know, see, this is when you know you're versatile, Ramona, as a player, that your graduation photo and your mugshot are the exact same shot. It shows your versatility as a human. No worries. Lavian, not the slightest bit worried. Look, Lavian knows with good reason, Ramona. It's the same reason that Greg Sankey was so polite. You know, Quack and Bell were talking about, oh, Greg Sankey was on his best behavior at SEC Media Days. It's the same reason. The fundamental reason that Lavian is not distressed at all is he knows he's going to be starting game one for Texas A&M, and he's going to be out of there in 30 seconds.
Exactly.
You know, he knows that none of this means a single thing. So, no, I wouldn't need to change any of that. That is not a Retzlaff situation. Dude is happy as can be. And again, it says disorderly conduct, and this has him in a confrontation with a male. So whatever I read this morning was way off base. A mea culpa, Lavian. So no domestic on that deal. Actually, I'm conflating the stories is what I'm doing now. I think I conflated the stories. Yeah, I think I put Quinshon Judkins and Lavian Moss in the same category. No, Judkins actually is worried. So maybe that's it. In any case, Lavian Moss very, very happy and with good reason. And you know, in terms of the SEC and why
finally I got it.
You finally found the mugshot.
Finally. That's his mugshot.
Yeah. Like I said, same as his graduation photo.
I mean, that's nothing like I would expect a mugshot
Because he's thinking every second he's there, he's thinking, I play football for A&M, you idiots. I'm going to be playing in game one.
He's
There's
probably
nothing.
Been saying the whole time they're taking him in.
I'm sure he has. He probably signed an autograph.
Maybe he already did his phone call.
Yeah, I'm sure he signed an autographs. You know, he's in the jailhouse signing autographs and all that stuff. He was arrested by the College Station Police Department. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's not...
That's why he's smart.
Yeah, yeah, he's... Lavian's happy because he knows none of this is going to affect him at all. Yeah, I think...
I mean, he's not even... He's too happy. That's happier than his football photo would be.
Yeah.
That's not his game face.
No, he's ecstatic. That's the best mugshot photo in history. It's actually the only good mugshot photo in history.
It's Lavian, like he's testing the camera, not even arrested.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll do it.
You know, Lavian's sitting there, man, I look good. Look at me.
That's happier than a driver's license photo.
You're saying, look at my pearly whites.
Yeah.
I'm looking good. I'm looking better than I did. You know, I'm better than my high school graduation. That's what he is. Yeah. So Lavian Moss, no big deal. So we don't have to worry about that. Texter 940, you don't need to sweat that at all. You know, the Sankey thing in the SEC, you know why he's on his best behavior? Do you know why? Because the whole world kowtowed to him and gave him everything he wanted. He has everything he wants. Everything, every single thing. He got the straight seating he wanted. I knew that at the start of last year. I warned you all then that this seating is only going to last for 1 year because the SEC is going to complain about it. It only lasts for 1 year. So now he has the straight seating he wants. So the top four ranked teams in the final BCS poll are all going to be ranked accordingly. That's what he wanted. He got Texas and Oklahoma. He has the whole world. He owns the whole world. How could he not be happy? He's like already won. It's like game over. You know, he holds all the cards. So, yeah, now he's finally happy. Yeah, now he's finally not a malcontent. Now he's not finally, arguing with people left and right. Arguing with ghosts because he doesn't need to anymore. He has total world ownership, well, at least that he shares with the Big Ten. And so, yeah, he doesn't care about the ACC. He's going to say nice things now. You know, it's the classic bless your heart is what it is. Bless your heart, little ACC. Bless your heart, little Big 12. You used to matter before I took over ownership of everything. That's where we are. But yeah, that's my favorite mugshot of all time. You're 100% right, Ben Milstead. I have never seen anybody so happy to be arrested. I mean, they set a $300 personal bond on him. $300. You know, I mean, God. So he got out in 2 seconds. Class C.
Yeah, he's probably got that in his wallet.
Yeah, Class C misdemeanor. Right. Yeah, exactly right. Lavian's thinking, man, I make $1.5 million at Texas A&M. You think I care about your $300? Right, $1.5 million. Guess who doesn't get benched when they're paying me $1.5 million when you give me a Class C misdemeanor? Me.
Don't you know who I am?
That's right. Don't you know who I am? Guess who doesn't get benched with this little Class C misdemeanor? Me. I make $1.5 million. You think they're benching me for
that? That is the funniest mugshot picture.
Lavian's hair looking good. You know, teeth, pearly whites looking good. Big ear-to-ear smile. Yeah, yeah. Got the little glimmer in his eyes. It's the glimmer of,
I don't have any problems.
I'm starting game one. I'll be out of here in 10 minutes. Take a good picture of me now. Make sure you get this photo good. Make sure you get this photo straight. Watch up to the roommates. Quick break.
It's been over 2 years since Bobby Carpenter had regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics. He needed relief from knee pain, but he wanted to avoid surgery.
I thought I might have to have my knee scoped, had some injuries, some lingering pain from stuff that I had been dealing with from years of playing professional football, and things had kind of flared up again. I started talking to a friend of mine who's orthopedic, and he was like, well, try to avoid surgery if you can.
And you absolutely can avoid surgery. QC Kinetics provides patients with state-of-the-art regenerative treatments, orthobiologics from your own body, that help heal and restore damaged aching joints. And we'll let Bobby tell you about that.
It was all of a sudden that one day, a couple months later, I was here, let's go jog. Let's try to see what I could do. And the more I did, I was pain-free with it. And it was actually a pretty remarkable process.
Before going under the knife, see if you're a candidate for non-surgical joint pain treatments at QC Kinetics. Call them today.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. With Towboat US on Lakes Hartwell and Kiwi, you get reliable service starting at just $109 a year. Enjoy the freedom of freshwater boating with our support services, including on water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, soft ungrounding, boat salvage and recovery, and more. Don't let unexpected issues ruin your day. Towboat US, we're here when you need us, 24/7. Visit HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
For a move that's as smooth as it is affordable, trust Tiger Moving Company. Our team of highly trained professionals is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service, making your transition stress-free. Recognized with multiple awards, we are Greenville's top choice for reliable moving services. Don't let moving be a hassle. Visit our website, tigermovinggreenville.com, or call 908-9028 today to experience the Tiger difference. Tiger Moving Company, where your move is our mission.
Bojangles just launched the new Breakfast Burrito. Sausage, gravy, eggs, and bow rounds all wrapped in a flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time. It's bow time.
At Davis Services, we know the true value of quality and reliability. Our team is dedicated to delivering top-notch solutions by choosing only the best brands in equipment and materials. At Davis Services, we train our workforce with more than 6,500 working hours per year, so our technicians are methodical in diagnostics and repairs, ensuring your needs are met with precision. Experience the difference with Davis Services today. Call us at 864-432-1785 to schedule your appointment and discover unparalleled service.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Well, I am the river that flows through my veins. I am the black crow, I'm wings of change. Well, I am the rock that the rain couldn't conquer. I'm above, I'm below, I am hell and high water.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. Obviously, I'm live, so I don't know what's going on with the SEC Media Days. I don't know if these people, I mean, is there any juice to any of it? Is there any juice? You know, the SEC Media Days used to be fun. I mean, they were fun. They were made fun by people like Spurrier. You know, forget people like Spurrier. They were made fun by Spurrier. And then others who responded to Spurrier. You know, but that's what made him fun, is that Spurrier always had something to say. You sort of hoped that Lane Kiffin would grow into that, but he really just hasn't. He still has his rattle in his diapers. It just hasn't panned out. And so you don't know, it doesn't seem like you have any juice anymore. It seems like whatever, you know, you used to have doesn't seem to exist anymore. It just seems sort of boring now, doesn't it? To me, it does.
It looks boring on the TV.
It does. you need characters, you know, and even Saban, you know, he had dry character, you know, he had dry character. You know, what do you have now? You have Kalen DeBoer, who's, you know, on rental. I don't know. It just doesn't seem, maybe Maybe you get something out of Kelly. I don't know when Kelly's speaking, but I'm going to try and listen to most of these interviews and see if I have anything that's worth that's show worthy that I can present to you from, or any little bit of info that I glean. But you know, look, I'm not sure what they have to cover that we haven't already covered on the show since the start of February. Hey, let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y, cantycanfixit.com. And you can get in if you'd like, 654-7627, 654-7627. You want to get in and join the conversation, you are welcome. All right, back to our little burning questions for the SEC by Brandon Marcello, most of which, or some of which, don't seem to be all that burning. But it's gotten a little better. Mississippi State. See, this is, again, I don't see how you can have a burning Mississippi State question, can you? I mean, I don't know how you have any burning question that involves Kentucky, Arkansas, or Mississippi State.
Maybe he's trying to come up with some for everybody.
No, because, I thought it was just 10. You might be right. Actually, maybe it's not 10. Maybe it goes beyond that. Okay, so maybe it is a question for every team. All right. Well, then you're confronted with, you know, a no-win situation. So, mea culpa, Brandon. If you're actually faced with coming up with a question for every team, that's the problem. It's like letting a member of every Major League Baseball team onto the All-Star team, even if the team doesn't warrant.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yes, everybody gets a trophy. Mississippi State is the least short on the Bulldogs. It's the least short on the Bulldogs. I'm going to see, it's tricky. Jeff Leiby may be entering his second season, but going winless in the SEC again and coming anywhere close to a 2-10 record he had in year one could lead to an early exit from Starkville. Position battles are open across the board. The defensive line is brand new. Blake Shapen's battling to remain the starting quarterback. MSU will easily be the popular pick to finish last in the SEC. They have a talented running back. We'll see about that. I think they'll be better. How much better? I don't know. I'm not going to spend any time on those teams. I guess Brandon was forced to. Mea culpa, Brandon. I thought it was 10, but it's not. Ruin is right. There was a one for every team.
I'm right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was clear. I can use that one, too. That other Ramona's rights from a long time ago.
Yes. We hate to freshen Ramona's right.
We have to update it.
No, we don't want to update it. We hate freshening Ramona's right. What battles remain on offense? This is Missouri. Missouri didn't blow you away with this offense last season. Well, they were hurt. But veteran leadership helped the Tigers in key moments. Seven new starters step up in the fall. Several positions, specifically a quarterback along the offensive line, are underway. Penn State transfer Bo Probula is the assumed starting quarterback. But is Sam Horn in the running as well? Also, what's the status of projected starting center Connor Tolleson, who injured his knee last season? The Tigers' schedule is again favorable, and a veteran defense with six returning starters gives hope for another 10-win season if the offense finds a spark. Well, look, I here's where the hope comes. I think you have one of the best coaches in college football. And actually, you know, he's the most interesting coach in terms of SEC media, Eli. He's the guy who, you know, who I think has some juice to him. So if anyone is going to provide some spark at SEC Media Days, it will probably be him. And I think he's a terrific football coach. I think he goes undervalued every year. And I think Missouri will once again be a 10-win team. How they get there, I don't know. But I think that's what's going to happen. And Probula, look, we've only seen bits and pieces of Probula at Penn State. If memory serves, it was the Minnesota game last year when Drew Aller got hurt. And Probula basically had to win that game, and he did. And he won it with primarily his passing. He went for like 9 of 10. They were basically short and intermediate throws, but he was decisive, got the ball quickly. He's a terrific athlete. He can really run. So I'm interested in seeing what Pribula in that offense looks like. And I think they will win 10 again. I don't think there's going to be a major drop, something like that. Next question, Oklahoma. Will Oklahoma's reboot succeed? Here's the answer to that. Yes, 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 yes. Oklahoma poured a ton of money into revamping its staff and pulling talent out of the transfer portal following a 6-1 year. Brent Venables is feeling heat in his fourth season, needs to hit it big, particularly on offense after one of the worst outputs in recent times. Why is this thing moving all around on me? It's hard to read when it's moving. How the offense progresses early in the season under new offense coordinator Ben Arbuckle and quarterback John Mateer will determine whether the bet pays off. Yeah, it's going to pay off. I mean, I have no doubt about it. I think Oklahoma, I put 10 in my national rankings. I think they're loaded. I think they have arguably the second best defensive end situation in America with really three talented guys. And I think Mateer is just a difference maker. Mateer gives you that Tebow element from a physicality leadership standpoint, but he also is much better in space as a runner than Tebow ever thought about being. And he's a better natural thrower. I mean, I think Mateer is terrific. And I think he's like, he's a one-man gang at Washington State. And I think now the one-man gang comes to Oklahoma and does the same thing. You know, look, I've said this before, but as great as Cam Ward was, and all year we said he'd be the number one pick in the draft, and I loved Cam Ward going to Miami and all that stuff. As great as Cam Ward was, Cam Ward wasn't able to single-handedly elevate the Washington State program to the level that John Mateer did following him. And I think that says a lot for Mateer. It's not a negative about Ward. I think it speaks to Mateer. But I think this Oklahoma defense is going to be filthy. I think they're going to be nasty. I think Alabama got a taste of that late in the season. And now I think they're ready to take another step forward. I think the Oklahoma defense is going to be one of the top defenses in America. And from a pass rush standpoint and a sacks and pressure standpoint, I think they're going to be right near the top of the country in all those categories. So that's why I like Oklahoma so much. So my answer is, will Oklahoma's reboot succeed? Yes. And I think Brent Venables is going to be at Oklahoma for as long as he wants to be. That's what I think is going to happen with Oklahoma this year. South Carolina. The question for South Carolina, is Lenora Sellers capable of becoming the SEC's best quarterback? I think the answer to that is yes. The question is capable. Yes. Is he going to be? I don't know the answer to that. But from a talent standpoint, he's certainly capable. Says Lenora Sellers blossomed into a superstar last season for the Gamecocks, scoring 25 total touchdowns with his arm and his hard running style. Whether he can elevate himself and the team to the next level and contend for a 10-win season is the next step under head coach Shane Beamer. Sellers flew under the radar in 2024. That won't be the case this fall with six new starters. But is he capable? Look, there is some newness around Lenora Sellers, and we always talk about quarterbacks and their world. And that's, you know, something to be learned. But in terms of whether he's capable, of course he's capable. I mean, he's capable of becoming the number one pick in the NFL draft. I mean, he's a freak of nature. And we've only scratched the surface in terms of what he's capable of. We have seen bits and pieces of it. I don't think we've seen the whole package come together as it might this year. And, you know, and part of that may be Nicholas Harbor. I mean, I was the cautionary voice with Nicholas Harbor. You know, we had some people, God bless his soul, Gamecock Will, who was a great friend of the show and the station, who believed that Lenora Sellers was going to be the freshman of the year in the SEC, and Nicholas Harbor was going to be the freshman of the year in the SEC, and I said, "Well, I don't see that. He's a man without a position right now. And if it's going to be receiver, he's going to have to learn the nuances and the finer points of playing receiver." And there was just no way. And even last year, you know, there were moments that you saw some positive steps. And there were other moments that he still just didn't get it all. But now, one more year later, one more year experienced, another year with Lenora Sellers, I think this is the year that Nicholas Harbor has his bust out. Now, I don't know what bust out means exactly. But for me, I think what it means is I'm not suggesting he's going to have 80 catches because I don't think he's going to be necessarily that type of receiver. But I could see him having 50 catches for 1,300 yards, 1,400 yards, you know, I think that's possible. I think he's a big play waiting to happen. It just hasn't all come together yet. Is this the year it finally does? Look, it is completely conceivable to me that Lenora Sellers is a high round one NFL draft pick and that Nicholas Harbor also gets drafted in round one. Now, that's going to take a major jump on his part, a major jump. But I am anticipating a significant jump. I don't know exactly how much. But if you told me at the end of the season he has 1,000 yards receiving, it would not surprise me. And it may not come on a million catches. It may be the yards per catch thing. Because, again, he's the fastest football player on earth. All right? I mean, collegially, professionally, it just hasn't come together as a receiver. But so is Lenora Sellers capable of becoming the SEC's best quarterback? Yeah. They brought in a great freshman class of receivers. I think they're all going to help the mix at quarterback. And then, you know, Sellers spent the offseason working with Ramon Robinson. And I think he's really worked on honing his craft. And like I said, you know, year one, if you look what Cade Klubnik became, that doesn't mean everybody does this. Some guys regress. But Cade Klubnik from 2 years ago when he was the starter, his first year as a starter, he was horrible. And then last year, he became really good, very good. He moved from horrible to very good in his second year. Well, Sellers is going to move from pretty darn good, his first year as a starter, to I think something way better than pretty darn good in his second year. At this point, I think it's like almost naivete or homerism if you think Sellers is not going to be all that in a bag of chips in year two, because I think he is, regardless. I mean, you know, if you understand, this guy completed over 63% of his throws. He averaged like 10 yards in attempt. And, you know, and all the rushing yards and everything else, he did that with an offensive line that semi-sucked a year ago. And his receivers weren't great. And he still did all that stuff. So, yeah, and my answer to this would be, is Lenora Sellers capable of becoming the SEC's best quarterback? Yes, he is. And I think he's going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. So he's certainly going to be in that conversation. And if the question is capable, then the answer is 100% he's capable. Let me tell you about Gary Mahaffey. Look, I hope you know by now that Gary goes the extra mile in agent-client relationship for you, the customer. Well, you have to know because you've heard all the unsolicited calls and to the show. One day we had back-to-back calls on Gary talking about what he meant for their respective lives. I think it was Degenerate Tim in North Carolina. That's an unfortunate name in this circumstance, but but yeah. And then Troy, who called about his mom and how Troy sat there through the interview with his mom and how, and Troy talked about how unbelievably patient and knowledgeable Gary was in answering all their questions. Let me tell you something. As you age into Medicare, you are facing some of the most significant decisions of your lifetime. You cannot leave that to chance. There is no way a layperson can navigate any of this. You need Gary Mahaffey on your side. Gary has changed his own Medicare Advantage plan each year for the past 11 years. He does it to help him understand all the companies and plan better what he's offering you. How about that? You're not just a number or commission to Gary and his wife, and you don't pay them anything. He gets paid by the companies. Gary always returns his calls, timely manner, meets you in person, always takes the time to help you understand the answer to your questions or fixing a problem with the execution of your plan. In other words, he services after the sale. This is my man, Gary Mahaffey. Call him, 864-307-8484. Tell him I sent you, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Attention business owners. Are you aware of the Corporate Transparency Act? If your business isn't properly registered, you could face a fine and jail time. The Wealth Training Academy can help make sure your business meets all legal requirements. Call or text CTA to 864-588-1100 for immediate assistance. That's CTA to 864-588-1100. WTA's Tax Division uses a Tax Advisor Group, LLC, which is an independent CPA tax reduction planning and preparation firm. Tax-related services are offered to help business owners and individuals create sound tax planning strategies that are custom suited to their needs and objectives.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof Troubles.
It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson and Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson and Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson and Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repair.